I'm Marcela Sanchez with an AP News Minute. Trump has landed in Qatar on the second stop of his Middle East trip. He's facing criticism after saying he would accept a donated luxury plane from the country's ruling family. The president also met with Syria's insurgent-turned-leader Ahmad al-Sharaa in Saudi Arabia. Trump says he'll ease sanctions on Syria as part of a move to normalize relations with the country's new government. AP correspondent John Gambrell explains how sanctions on Syria have affected the country.
For instance, Syrians can't use major credit cards. Their banking system is locked out from other international banks, and it's really just stressing an economy that was already socialist for decades prior to that and didn't really have outside links to the rest of the world.
Sanctions relief is going to take time, Gambrell says, and international businesses will also have to make a decision on whether or not Syria is ready and safe for them to make investments into. Already overnight, Syrians went out into the streets waving Syrian and Saudi flags and lighting off fireworks in the hopes that their country could join the rest of the world. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.